46 minutes after 7 o'clock on your Monday morning, 27th day of July. James, Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
Survived the weekend?
Yes.
Little toasty, roasty?
Yeah, it's becoming common now.
Yes, it's going to be all week long.
Yep.
And by the looks of the long-range forecast, it might be into August.
Great.
Hey. Wow.
And there's, right. Aren't there some fires out there?
Yeah, there's a few fires out there. 1953 on the Wyoming date book. It was the year newspaper reported Bighorn Canning Company in Cowley, Wyoming, packed record 6 million cans of vegetables.
Wow.
1953.
6 million cans.
6 million cans in Cowley.
Where's that?
In the basin.
Oh, okay.
Yep, small little town.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot. And also, 1849, Company C, U.S. Mounted Rifles, arrive at Fort Laramie on the state.
Hmm.
And 1942, Cheyenne Frontier Days, Frontier Week War Bond Drive.
Wow.
And that's $21,000 in 1942.
So, cool.
A little Wyoming history. Bobby Gentry. Remember Bobby Gentry, singer-songwriter, Ode to Billy Joe?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Remember that song,
Thank you.
I didn't know.
You had this blank stare on your face. He's asking another one we don't know about. Bobby Gentry, 84 today. Peggy Fleming?
Yes. Skater?
Figure skater. Very good. 78. Maureen McGuttin. James is just sitting there looking at me like,
I'm waiting for you to get to the younger people.
I don't have any younger people with me. Maureen McGovern.
Marsha, right?
She sang, was the pop singer, Maureen McGovern.
Wow,
she sang the
you
morning.
You went to somebody totally different.
She sang the morning after from the Poseidon Adventure. She's 77.
I remember watching that movie.
Yes.
That was the era of all of those. The Towering Inferno.
Yes, I know, all those.
Flight 7, whatever, all those.
Very funny comedian, one of my favorite comedians, Bill Engvall, is 69 today. I like Bill Engvall. He's one of my favorite comedians. 1866 was the year Atlantic Telegraph Cable successfully completed. They dropped 1,686 miles of cable in the ocean. Wow. In 1866. Mm.
1866.
I know.
Probably largely still there.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still there. Yeah. Yeah, they didn't dig it up. Didn't bring it up.
Yeah.
So you're looking at 1866 was the year. They laid over 1,600 miles of cable in the ocean. Okay? It worked the first time they hooked it up. Because can you imagine going through all that? And then you connect the ends and it's just like,
it's just amazing to me that like that preceded cars. I mean, that's... Yeah. That's amazing.
I know. That whole thing, you know, it's cross-Atlantic communication day today. You got to read up on that.
Yeah.
It's an interesting story, 1866, Atlantic Telegraph Cable. 1909, Orville Wright tests the U.S. Army's first airplane, flying himself for 1 hour and 12 minutes, 1909. 1940, cartoon character Bugs Bunny makes his official debut in the Warner Brothers animated short, A Wild Hare.
Hmm.
Chicken Fingers Day.
Chickens don't have fingers. I always wonder how they came up with that.
I don't know.
I don't even know
it's nuggets.
What the difference. Yeah, I was going to say.
Chicken strips.
A long nugget. Yeah.
This is a long nugget. Chicken just fingers
molded
are good
into looking like a finger, I guess.
They're good if they have moisture. Tasted many chicken fingers that are
do they even? I don't
dry?
Hear that as much anymore as you hear
chicken fingers.
You hear chicken nuggets, chicken strips.
Right. Chicken strips. I think is probably.
I think we associate fingers with like children's food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
You're right.
Yeah. Which is also interesting.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like this creme brulee day.
Oh, I love creme brulee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good stuff. Pronounce it creme brulee.
Creme brulee.
I do creme brulee. Creme brulee.
Creme brulee, I think it's
creme brulee.
It's the
French version, yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right. Scotch Day. No thanks.
Yeah.
That's an acquired taste. And I don't have that acquired taste.
Me neither.
I have friends all the time. Hey, you should try this scotch. Yeah, no.
I'm going to tell you, I don't like it.
I don't want to waste my time on it. Don't waste your drink on me, okay? Don't give me any good stuff that you think is good because it won't taste good to me.
I'm going to disappoint you.
I'm going to disappoint you, yes. Korean War Veterans Armistice Day.
Wow.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
The Forgotten War.
Yes, very much so, too. Norfolk Day.
Sure. Like the city? The township?
I don't know.
There's multiple?
Multiple,
I think. Connecticut? There's one in England?
All right. How many? Did you go see the movie The Odyssey?
I've seen it twice now.
Have you?
Wow,
yeah.
Have you really?
Why does that not surprise me?
Yeah. I've seen it twice.
And what's your rating, yes, movie critic?
If you went twice, I know what his rating's going to be.
It's great. It's amazing. It's a very, very, very good movie.
0 being worst, 10 being best.
I'd give it probably an 8.5.
Wow,
yeah. James. Okay.
Yeah. James
says go to the Odyssey.
Yeah.
Now, do you know how many costumes were required for the Christopher Nolan film?
Oh, I can't imagine. Because he does everything practical. So he's got, or he tries to do as much practical as he can. So he's got extras that he has to put in costume. I can't imagine.
5,300.
Yeah.
Yeah. Costumes.
Wow.
There's a lot of extras in that movie, too. So
I know, right? How many flies for every human on Earth?
300.
Too many.
20 million.
20 million per human?
Yes. 20 million flies for every human on Earth.
They evolved to be just a little bit smarter. We'd be in trouble.
I was way off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How many flies? Yeah, I know.
Gross.
Americans leave behind how much money in change drawers at airport security when they pass through every year? Every year.
1,300,000.
You're right there. Over $1 million.
Oh.
$1 million in change.
What do they do with it?
A little donation to the TSA.
Great question, Julie.
They divvy it up like a tip jar.
Pretty much.
Big lottery jackpot tonight. Powerball. $633 million. You can get in on Tuesday's Mega Millions, $800 million.
So still no one on that, huh?
No one on either one of them. Okay.
Twice the chance, I guess.
Break out those Zoltar numbers.
Yeah, that Zoltar.
Yeah, there you go. Do you like watermelon cold?
Yeah.
Yes.
You like it?
Okay. I like it more cold than warm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mushy.
I mean, people, don't they sometimes grill it now? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get grilled watermelon, yeah. Okay. Let's suck out all the moisture of this thing.
Ice cold watermelon may be refreshing, but it says it's less nutritious than room temperature. Scientists found that watermelon stored at room temperature delivers more nutrients than refrigerated. Okay.
Wonder why.
So let me ask you this. I don't think you're eating the watermelon for nutrients.
I was going to say.
You're eating it because you like it.
It's refreshing.
Yeah, it's refreshing.
Yeah.
Aren't you eating it because
it's
like
90% water anyways, right?
Right, yeah.
And like
potassium. I don't like room temperature water.
I do.
Room temperature.
Yeah, see,
you like room temperature water?
I don't like
water?
Cold water, and it has nothing to do with my teeth. I just prefer
room temperature
water.
Room temperature water. Really?
Or warm. Yeah.
How interesting.
Or warm?
Unless I'm really
Or
really
warm
hot.
Water?
Yeah.
Now, I have...
So when it's going to be 102 degrees, water. You're like, give me some room temperature water instead of that cold
well,
stuff.
Well, if I'm out in the water, I mean outside working or something,
yeah.
Cold water tastes good, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. I like cold water.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
The colder, the better for me.
Now, let me ask you this. When you go to the water cooler, if you're like leaving town or something, and you go to the water cooler, it's a convenience store, and you want to buy a bottle of water, are you particular what kind of bottle of water?
Yeah.
Are you?
For the most part.
What kind do you
like? If I'm going to spend on it, Smart Water or that Core Water.
Okay.
Those are my two.
Smart Water, I agree with you. Fuji water.
Fuji's good.
Fiji?
Fiji?
I thought Fiji. Is it Fiji?
Fiji, yeah.
Fiji's
is it Fiji
the
water?
Apple.
Yeah, okay. Fiji.
Well, nobody's quizzing
place,
me when I'm at the convenience store. I don't get up to the counter,
I mean,
James, and I go, how do you pronounce it?
They could. I mean, it's very possible to just make a Fuji water next. I mean,
yeah.
And then
cares?
You read the label of all of them, tap water.
Yeah, they're all bottled tap water.
But I think Fuji Fiji.
But a
Fiji,
tap, what's a tap?
I think Fiji Fiji better, though.
I try not to buy a lot of water.
And it's a little more expensive.
Well,
too.
And it's just like.
So I don't know.
Have this.
I don't know
I
if I'm
I think it
just
tastes a little flatter, actually, that water. has a
Fiji
more of a,
Fuji. That's yeah. what I'm calling it since mm-hmm. I don't know how to pronounce it.
I like to drink. If I'm going to buy water, I usually get the like if I'm buying going to a convenience store buying water, I usually buy like carbonated water.
Yeah.
Like oh, okay.
Pellegrino or something like okay. that.
Oh yeah, right. I love a Pellegrino.
Yeah.
Well, okay. If you head to the Minnesota State Fair next month, you'll be able to enjoy something new. Dual Citizen Brewing Company has come up with a beer that tastes like ranch dressing.
Mm.
Oh. Whoa. I like Delicious. Ranch dressing, but I don't think I want to drink it.
I love ranch dressing, but I don't.
That doesn't sound appealing, does it?
No.
Okay.
I'll wow. chug it like crazy. No, I'm just kidding. That sounds disgusting.
I wonder what if.
I mean, it's, perfect, but it's really, perfect for a fair.
If you got really hungover. Yeah, let's have some fried butter and ranch dressing yeah. beer. Deep fried butter.
Honestly,
you know they make that?
Honestly.
They do deep fried butter.
Oh, yeah. It's a fair. They fry anything. It's the whole appeal.
My veins just clogged a little.
It's the whole
that.
Appeal.
I mean, how? Yeah, like.
That's the thing, though.
I'll have a stick of butter deep fried.
You
please.
pour out some of that. You pour some of that. You pour some of that ranch beer out, and then dip the
chase it with the ranch. Beer.
Yeah,
my brother. Used
that
to,
might not be terrible.
My brother used to cut that with a knife, and he put like little yeah, chunks disgusting. Of it in his mouth. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, my niece used to. Oh. Madeline used to eat butter.
That was her.
We'd
snack
go dining,
of choice.
And she'd get those little squares and start eating.
Oh, I know. Yes, I know people that just like open up the square and put it in their mouth. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, that's gross. I remember seeing something like that in a movie, and I think I had a visceral reaction to it. Like, I was at a movie theater, and I think I remember seeing somebody, like, dip a stick of butter into something and then eat it. And, like,
you're kidding
in the movie. In the movie.
Oh, in the
not,
movie.
Yeah,
I thought
it
was
movie.
Like, there's somebody in the theater dipping
no,
something.
No. Yeah, they,
a cube
they,
of butter?
They snuck in a stick of butter and a dipping sauce.
Sitting
of
right next to you.
Yeah. But no, I saw it in a movie, and I remember being like, oh, man, I almost threw up because of that.
I know. I'm with you.
Disgusting.
It just makes me cringe.
Yeah.
Oof.
I don't know why, though, because every butter on everything else
I know.
Is
I agree with you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's a game changer.
Totally agree with you.
If I have, like, a clump of butter on a piece of corn on the cob, I'm going straight for where that clump of butter is.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Which is weird.
Or on the top of a finished steak.
Or like a potato.
Toast.
Yeah.
Now I'm hungry for corn on a cob, James. Jeez.
That's a weird morning thing to eat.
I know. It would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All right. How many people in the world have green eyes? Do you know anybody has green eyes?
Candy.
10,000.
2% of the people in the world.
Whatever Candy. 2% of 8 billion is.
Yeah.
My stepmom, she has really pretty
green eyes.
Hmm. Yeah.
Oh, she's in that 2%. Yeah. So you can tell her that.
Yeah.
Now, if you win the lottery, say if you won $1 trillion, you'd have to spend $1 million every single day. How long would it take you? How many years would it take you to spend it all?
Wait, $1 trillion? Spending $1 million a day?
Yeah.
2.7 million years.
2,700 years.
Oh, okay. I was close.
You were close.
I've read it somewhere.
Instead of the point, just do the comma. Yeah.
So it'll never happen. Is what you're saying.
Yeah,
it'll never spend all of it.
If you spent $1 million every day.
It's impossible.
Wow. That's interesting. How many of us will eat at least one frozen dinner a week?
Oh,
85%.
70%, yeah.
Wow, you guys are high. 20%.
That's it? No, they're lying.
Yeah, come on. Wait,
calling
that,
them out on that.
Does that include frozen chicken nuggets?
Yeah, anything frozen?
Those
I got maybe,
pizza rolls.
Maybe just the ones in the tray. Maybe that's just
that's what I'm thinking.
About. Yeah.
You guys always want the extra information at the end of these questions.
Yeah.
Data isn't anything without the extra information. Without the context.
I know. I just don't have it in front of me. I can't help you out. So
data's useless without the context.
Hey, stay cool today and hydrate up. 8 o'clock, Fox News. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. Yeah.